You may be familiar with Fleabag or Baby Reindeer, two shows that became cultural phenomena. But before either of them made it to the screen, they were small theater productions at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And behind both is a producer you've probably never heard of. Rebecca Rossman went to Scotland to find out what potential this producer can spot before anyone else does.
At the Edinburgh Fringe, you can see thousands of shows. And then there's this one.
Literature.
Damian Warren Smith performs as Gary Starr, who is naked, save for a pair of penguin flippers, a tuxedo coat, and a black top hat. Over the next hour, he reenacts a string of penguin classics, say, Wuthering Heights.
You're Margot Robbie. And I'll be Jacob Elordi.
It is, in a word, ridiculous. 38-year-old Francesca Moody saw it at the Fringe a couple of years ago and loved it enough to sign on as a producer. Moody is also the producer who helped bring Fleabag to the Fringe in 2013 and Baby Reindeer in 2019. Those shows eventually became global television hits, and they gave Moody a reputation for being the producer with that magic touch to spot things early. But ask her how she decides what to produce, and she doesn't want to talk much about strategy or numbers.
I think ultimately it's all about my personal taste, because I'm a producer who's really led by their gut.
In fact, Moody says trying to predict what will be a commercial success can ruin the exact thing she's looking for.
As soon as I deviate from that and I pick something because I think it's going to be super commercial and go straight to the West End, or because it's going to be adapted into the next TV series, it just won't be as good.
Take Fleabag. When Moody first got involved, Phoebe Waller-Bridge hadn't written much of a script.
It was really one page.
Yeah, it was really one page. And we really didn't know what it was yet at all.
But she thought it was funny and rich, so she reserved a venue in Edinburgh. You know the rest.
You know you get that fizzy feeling when you read something that you think is really exciting and it doesn't really matter that it's not all there yet.
This year, another artist Moody is betting on is Australian writer and performer Hannah Riley. Her one-woman show, Roleplay, is about feminism, sex, and the personas we build online. Riley says from the get-go, she could tell Moody was interested in making the same kind of work she was.
Which is something that really exists in the grey, that is messy and knotty and provocative, and that isn't a clean, tidy story.
But these days, Moody's shows also come with expectations outside the theater. India Scarlett Kolb says she bought a ticket to Roleplay because it had Moody's name on it.
I wanted to kind of see what the next hit of the Fringe would be.
And that's the paradox. Moody's reputation for finding the next big thing can make people expect exactly that. But not every Moody production becomes a hit. A 2023 satire musical about ex-Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi was a commercial and critical flop. But that uncertainty is part of what The Fringe is for, Moody says.
The Fringe is this place for messy, complicated, unfinished, scrappy stuff. Because it's those bits that you'll find the magic in.
Which brings us back to Gary Starr. Damian Warren Smith's show heads to New York this fall. But he says he never created it with a message or TV adaptation in mind.
It's completely non-political. It is pure escapism.
Maybe that's what Moody is really betting on. Not the next Fleabag. Just something strange enough and true enough to be worth the risk. Rebecca Rossman, NPR News, Edinburgh.